Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
All right, we're here to get answers. Alex, say hi to Jake.
Jake, my man. How
better
are
not
you?
Forget his hi. Name.
No.
How you doing?
That's Alex's son's name, Jake. So screw this one up. You're in big trouble.
Yeah.
good name.
Jake, tell us what happened. Give us a little backstory about you and Amanda. How'd you guys meet and what happened on your date?
We met a little while back at my friend's crawfish boil last year. And we ended up, you know, hanging out, and I really, you know, talking about real estate because we're both in the business. And I really dug her. She's really cool. Mm-hmm. But she was dating somebody at the time, so there was nothing romantic or anything. But a month ago, I saw her again over at Party City, of all places. I was picking up stuff for my nephew, and we chatted again and ended up exchanging numbers this time. And now she told me that she's single now, and I was still single. So
you're still single.
Awesome. Yeah. We texted for like a week or so, and finally we made plans to meet up for dinner.
Okay. And how did that go?
I felt like it went good. I don't know much about, you know, the nice fancy restaurants in Austin to go to. I'm a simple guy, you know, when it comes to food and, you know, life, but I knew it was important to her. So I asked a coworker for a recommendation, and we went to a really nice place. And it was fun and flirty, and it was going so great. We went to a bar that we both liked for drinks after, and then, you know, called it a night and, you know, kissed her on the cheek and, you know, couldn't wait to see her again. And I was actually really looking forward to it, but totally ghosted. Nothing. Texting. I'm calling. I can't get her to respond. I don't know what I did. But can you help figure out what went wrong?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, man.
Sorry to hear that, man.
He sounds like a good dude.
Yeah, you do sound like a really nice guy. We're sorry that this is going on. Could be a simple mistake.
Guys.
Let's call Amanda and see what she says. See if we can figure it out, okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right, hang on.
Hello?
Hi, Amanda?
Yeah, this is Amanda.
Hope we're not getting you at a bad time.
Yeah,
it's Booker and Alex. We're with Mix 94.7 in Austin.
Hey.
Before you say anything else, just want to full disclosure here. Have Jake on the phone, and that's why we're calling you, because we're here to kind of help this conversation along. He said that you guys went out, just told us about a great date you went on, and he's not heard from you, and he's wondering why, because he really enjoyed his time with you. So do you mind talking to us and helping him figure out why you're not interested, if that's the case?
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. Okay. You guys are going to think I'm such a bitch.
No.
Man.
Why do you say that?
Oh, man.
Okay. Well, okay, because he is such a nice guy. Okay, he is. He's, like, a really amazing dude. And, I mean, I think our date was, like, the third time I had seen him. And I really don't mean to be superficial, but, like, the first two times it was, like, casual and he was wearing this like fishing shirt, and I was like, okay, whatever. It's like a casual setting. But then like we went to this like super nice restaurant, and he's still wearing like these fishing shirts. And
what do you mean by fishing shirts?
Yeah.
You know, those like, I don't know, Columbia, Carhartt.
Oh,
you know? Those are fishing shirts.
They have like, they're like button down, like short sleeve, and there's like net on the back.
Oh, the little, yeah, it's okay.
With like some Velcro, like breathable. Like they look cool if you're on a boat or just chilling.
Okay, so he wears fishing shirts. Okay, but then that bothers you?
Well, because like, I mean, we were at a really nice, you know, restaurant, and I like to like dress up and, you know, like fashion's like really important to me, and I feel like I want that in my partner, and I just don't really feel like that's him, you know? Like he's a really nice guy, but you know, I just like, that's just not my vibe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I'm looking up shirts. I Googled a nice, dressy fishing shirt.
Nice, dressy
just,
fishing
just
shirt.
Just to see if they exist. I see what he wore, and it's crazy is I see a lot of people wearing that style of shirt in Austin, like bros just hanging out.
Yeah.
I don't see anything wrong with it, though.
That's it, Amanda. You're looking for a guy that's just going to be a little bit more fashionable.
Yeah, like, I like the stylish guys, and I swear, I think I could smell fish off of him.
Oh,
them,
come
know?
On!
You could smell fish what?
Like, fish. Like, I think I could smell fish smells, like, coming off of him, you know, during dinner.
Okay.
It's a bit much. I mean, it's like kick a brother when he's down.
You
I mean,
know what?
Bro,
like, honestly, when you get something in your head, sometimes you can trick your...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. No, I mean, I get it. And you've been very patient, Jake. What I'm hearing from Amanda, it has nothing to do with you. It's just your style doesn't vibe with what she's looking for. And that's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I guess I understand.
Yeah, that is unfortunate. I mean, that's just who I am. You know, I'm a very simple guy. I do like fishing.
Well, you know, then find a woman that likes
fishing. You know, we could find
fishing.
We could
absolutely
find, there's someone on our Instagram right now trying to reach out to you that loves that dude. I mean, you're simple. You freaking crawfish boils, Party City, fishing shirts. Damn, one stop shop at Academy. What?
I mean, not to sound cheesy, Jake, but throw this one back in.
Are you serious?
And grab your rod and reel, bro. It's time to go.
I can't believe you just said that.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. you made it a little easier, I guess.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.